Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 4:15, 16. The difference in the lifestyle of the Christian and the world would bring suffering. The opposition to wrong would bring suffering. The proclamation of truth would bring suffering. The Christian is not to suffer in the same manner as those who do evil would suffer. The Christian would suffer the abuse and the scorn of the world because of their allegiance to Jesus Christ. The Christian is one who has ceased from sin, 1 Peter 4, 1. The past life of the Christian had been one that wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. But that life had been left so that one should live to the will of God, 1 Peter 4, 2-3. The Christian had heard the gospel preached and chose to live according to God in the Spirit, 1 Peter 4, 6. The Christian chooses a life that includes charity, hospitality, and ministry, 1 Peter 4, 8-10. The world would find this to be a strange behavior. This worldly philosophy brought scorn, ridicule, and sometimes death to those who chose Christ over the world. This was the suffering that Christ experienced, and the Christian would be no different than his Lord. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4, 12-13. The Christian has a responsibility to the world in following the truth of God and seeking by preaching the truth of God to snatch men from the eternal flames of hell. This is not always accepted by the world. But in our suffering, simply because we are Christians, Christ will be with us so that we might endure and overcome. Jesus promised, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John 16:33. A Christian walks in the steps of Jesus. The world will indeed curse such a lifestyle, but Christ will bless us with peace now and in the world to come. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.